This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kongers are voting this Sunday in a local election widely seen as a de facto referendum on pro-democracy protest. Pro-democracy forces are hoping for a big win, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated peace negotiations with the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan are back on track, and he vowed again to withdraw American troops from the country. Mr. Trump's remarks on Fox News followed Monday's successful prisoner swap that freed an American and an Australian professor. This was in exchange for the release of three high-ranking insurgent prisoners by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. Additionally, the Taliban has also released 10 Afghan soldiers as a goodwill gesture. It was widely thought that the release of American Kevin King and Australian Timothy Weeks, who had been held hostage since August of 2016, could lead to a resumption of U.S.-Taliban negotiations. The Taliban remains strongly opposed to any peace deal with the Kabul administration, dismissing it as an American puppet. Recently released documents show that President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was in contact with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the months before the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was abruptly recalled. The State Department released the documents to the group American Oversight. This was in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. They show that Pompeo talked with Giuliani on March 26 and March 29th. Austin Evers, executive director of American Oversight, said the documents reveal a clear paper trail from Giuliani to the Oval Office. This is VOA News. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris on Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women. At least 34 people were killed on Saturday in Kenya due to heavy rains in East Africa that have triggered flooding as well as mudslides. The interior minister said that mudslides claimed the lives of 29 people in three western Kenyan villages. In addition, five others were killed in separate towns. Rescue efforts have been hampered because roads have been transformed into rivers and bridges have been washed away completely. Italian Coast Guards on Saturday said they had rescued 143 people off the island of Lampedusa, although around 20 others were apparently missing. That's according to the survivors themselves. The Coast Guard said in a statement that the crews of four patrols rescued 143 people who had fallen into the sea from a 10-meter boat. Survivors said that around 20 of those who had been on the boat were still missing. The search for those missing continued on Saturday, with planes from Frontex and the Italian Navy flying over that particular area. Meanwhile, Italy, Germany, France, and Malta jointly asked the European Commission to activate a migrant relocation scheme for 213 migrants on board the Ocean Viking rescue ship, the Ocean Viking, chartered by SOS Mediterranean with Doctors Without Borders, has rescued 215 people in three operations in recent days. Hundreds of Algerians marched through the capital late Thursday for a second consecutive night, an indication that protesters are stepping up their months-long campaign in the run-up to a presidential election next month. The protesters, who want a vote to be canceled until the ruling hierarchy quits power, chanted "No vote" with the gang as they marched through a major street in downtown Algiers. Mass protests that erupted in February and unseated the veteran president have mostly taken place on Fridays and Tuesdays. Authorities detained several demonstrators. Protesters seek to replace the old guard of rulers who have wielded power since independence from France in 1962. They also demand an end to corruption and the withdrawal of the military from politics. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.